USA Radio News.
On Friday, Senator Jeff Flake told reporters he is a yes vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Flake did tell reporters it was a difficult decision for everybody. The White House has been in contact with senators who are still undecided, mainly Susan Collins and Senator Joe Manchin, who both voted yes earlier today. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on what the White House is doing.
We're going to continue. We've been in constant contact with a number of senators since this process began, and we're going to continue those efforts right up until the last minute because this is such an important moment.
A multiple murder suspect in Tennessee has been taken into custody following a 7-day manhunt. Investigators early on Friday said they were closing in on Kirby Wallace using helicopters and dogs after he was spotted for a third time. Wallace ended up being arrested a short time later near a wooded area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
The government jobs report for September falls short of analysts' expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The report showing the U.S. economy added 134,000 jobs last month. Now, that's well below the 180,000 jobs that analysts had forecast, and it's less than half the revised total of 270,000 new jobs that were created in August. But the Labor Department report also says the jobless rate fell to 3.7% in September, the lowest that's been since 1969.
A man who was captured on camera violently kicking a female pro-life activist lost his job at a Toronto hair salon amid social media backlash, and the victim says she is going to pursue charges against him. Jordan Hunt kicked 27-year-old Mary Claire Bissonnette at a pro-life rally. Bissonnette is a youth coordinator with Campus Life Coalition. You're listening to USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NASCAR race Sunday will be in Dover, Delaware. Now, I had a chance earlier this week. There were a few drivers testing out at IMS Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Now, one of those drivers was Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson also made it through to the next round of the Chase playoffs. Larson was asked what it was like to be the only guy who made it to the next round of the Chase out testing in Phoenix.
I think anytime you're in the car, it helps. You know, there's things we can learn here today, hopefully, now that we're getting ready to swap over to the current, you know, package. We've been on the 2019 package so far this morning. So, I think, you know, we can definitely learn some things that will hopefully help us for the rest of the year. And you know, if we end up making it to the third round there, I mean, getting laps here at Phoenix is always a benefit. So, I'd rather be in the race car than sitting at home on the couch or changing diapers or anything like that. So I'm glad to be here making some laps.
This week, some of the new rules came out for next year's races. One of the more interesting ones was that Talladega will no longer be a restrictor plate race. I had a chance to ask Larson his thoughts on that.
I haven't really thought about it. I don't know. I don't really know how it'll be or if it'll be any different. You know, we have so much more downforce now that, you know, maybe the horsepower gain that we'll have will be, you know, kind of equal out maybe. We'll just wait and see.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.